Hi lovelies, welcome to a little bit of time in the temple, specifically in the library. Just some extra thoughts and feelings that are running through the temple body training that you can look at or at in your own time. And I thought I'd compile everything into this library just so this you're not being overwhelmed with recordings every week, so you can come in and out when you want to. Okay, so to begin with, this is the first entry. I'd like to talk about meeting Serapis Bey, which is what happened as soon as the introduction. As soon as I listened to the introduction, I realised I've been meeting Serapis Bey for a very long time. A little couple of footnotes before I start, I'd like to thank my sister Laurie for giving me the kick up the backside to get this going. And for this entry, I'd like to thank my mum Edna, my friend Lisa, whose words and insights into the introduction resonated so much with what I was thinking that I thought I need to kind of get this down. Another footnote for me, I'm going to talk about God in this first entry, not in a religious sense, but more so as an energy that sort of permeates life force or travels life force through everything, therefore manifesting reality. So that's just a footnote about God and a footnote about help and thanks and the library and the idea of the library. So let's get into meeting Serapis Bey. Serapis Bey, of course, is the Ascended Master that is holding this training with me. I realised after listening to the introduction that I've met Serapis Bey 2 decades ago in a golden etheric temple of light in a meditation. And I still remember it as if as if it were yesterday, really. And at the time, I didn't know who he was. And he returned in my meditations about 10 years later. And I remember, I recall sort of calling him the Golden Man. And it was like flashes, just images, flashes of images. And so it's at the beginning of this training, it's sort of some, what was it, 2021, we did it last time, so sort of 5 years on, that I'm realising he's been with me for some time, longer than I thought. And I just wanted to put it out there that maybe it is likely that it is the same for you. Master Serapis Bey, as I understand him, is a sixth dimensional being, a Chohan or a spiritual master. And when I think of the meetings that I've had with him in the past and through listening to the introduction again, I find my heart remembering the white flame of ascension, which makes sense because when I first met him, it was right at the beginning of my sort of spiritual life in this incarnation. So yeah, it's only over the last few days that I've been realising that Serapis Bey is actually a Bodhisattva and is very connected to the compassion of Kuan Yin, and who is another Ascended Master that I've become really close to over the years, and many other masters actually that sort of won't leave us until the work is done or until we are free of suffering. So it's a beautiful, beautiful energy. And I wanted to send this because I really tapped into that this week. And yeah, it's a surprising side of the disciplinarian. Very beautiful, very compassionate with that. So he's been with me for longer than I realised, 20 years possibly. And he's been with all of us, you know, the entire kind of human race for eons. And I'm wondering, perhaps since the beginning, I'm really feeling that, like the foundations laid for us all through this energy of Serapis Bay. Yeah. So let's look at a bit of backstory. Serapis Bay has incarnated, I feel, over many lifetimes as a leader of civilizations. I'm not really sure, but I feel like there's lifetimes where he had things to do with Persia, Egypt, Atlantis. And I felt in his human lifetime, he is a leader who was able to commune with the masters on the etheric planes and also work with people of the earth. So he had a foot in two worlds, really. And I see this vision of Serapis Bay bowing to his subjects as a leader, because he could see the heart of God within all of them. So he was both master and servant, and in perfect balance in that. I've got a hunch that he was working within etheric Venus, and certainly the temples of Atlantis, carrying the white flame of ascension to Luxor after the fall. And I know that I tapped into the Egyptian connection the last time we did this training, because I remember at the very end we were in a temple in Egypt as a group. So it's so lovely to kind of come into this energy and feel it again, but deeper in lots of ways. So Serapis Bay is a part of the hierarchies, the spiritual hierarchies, and this has been a fascination that has kindled a fire within me for like the last 4 excruciating years. So I've had a heat in my heart for at least 4 years now, awaking in the morning with this heat, this burning in my heart, and feeling like my higher self is reading these angelic codes through my heart that are too big for me to consciously manage the feelings of or even comprehend the meanings. It's just a sense of fire every morning, like a fire in my heart. And literally a burning, literally like, wow, the heat of my heart. It's been really sort of strange this last few years. So, and also the hierarchies that I've been sort of fascinated with are kind of related more commonly through Theosophy and Anthroposophy, which has been really so much in my mind over the last 12 months, the work of like Helena Blavatsky and Rudolf Steiner. I've sort of done a little bit of study there, but not much, but just felt this sort of relative feeling to my heart, and realizing that actually Serapis Bay is very attuned to that too. It's been interesting this week, where I've been like, oh, it's all these threads sort of coming together. So, lovelies, as this master's energy came close to me this week, I told him in my mind, I'm too afraid. Which isn't an unusual feeling for me when somebody comes close. It's quite often I'll be like, I can't, I'm too afraid. And this one was definitely that. But it was beautiful because I felt the fear held gently within the flame. As Serapis Bay kind of held his position, he didn't come any closer. And it was just this little brief encounter that I had with him, and I was no longer fearful because he stopped and I just fell asleep. And the next day, this mantra came to me, which was, do not be afraid. Just simply do not be afraid. And yeah, the voice of a friend, Lisa, reminded me through her words. She said, I know where this is coming from. And that was, I was like, yeah, I know where this is coming from too. And it's nothing, there's no, you know, there's nothing to be afraid of. It's very beautiful, very compassionate, like I say. And beyond the words, I feel this light and know that the time is right, as Lisa did. And this is what I've needed to fill the lack that I've known of late, that Lisa also spoke about. So I kind of agreed with her and relaxed into the recognition that she shared as if it was my own, as if we were one within the heart of God. And then just felt this just very beautiful kind of settling there. So there's an acceleration of light upon the earth that we've been experiencing over the last few years that is coded with an intelligence. This geometry, this information, are the patterns of where we've been, where we are now, and where we're going. And when I listened to the introduction, I could see it with my ears. So it was through the frequencies and that were coming into my ears, were creating pictures behind my eyes, sort of inner vision. And again, it's another thread, and it's a funny little thread, but it's the song All Things Bright and Beautiful we used to sing at school. And there was a little bit in it that said, listen with your eyes and sing everything you see. And I used to sort of giggle at that. I used to think, what? I remember as a kid thinking, what? And it was only when I was thinking about this, I was like, no, you do listen with your eyes. So that was a nice little thread, and I'm digressing a little bit here, but you know, all I'm seeing with my ears through Serapis Bay is the geometry shifting through frequency into higher, more intricate patterns. And that's that feeling of like, I recognize this. What did Lisa say? You know, I know where this is coming from. Yeah, beyond the words, it's lovely. So, yeah, and you know, I've put my mum Edna recounts seeing those patterns while she was listening, old and ancient as the path, you know, the frequency is once again revealed, or where this is from, which is very, very old, but also very, very new. And yeah, Lisa shared visuals of nature, shells, fossils, and the stone sort of spirals of life that are everywhere we look. And as I was listening to her, I was like, yeah, it's just, you can't get away from it, you know. How does nature stay so balanced? How does nature stay so balanced? Like the standing stones, Lisa, like the pebbles that you spoke about on the beach that are all stacked. And the answer Serapis Bay said was, because all of nature recognizes the core that is the white fire. There is a determination of God in each body that the patterns of life and light are held in the perfection of purity. This is a little bit of kind of channeled information. This perfection is held within every I am presence, every being, animate or inanimate, that can hold the pattern of God within all of their bodies and become pure presence in action. Wow. Hold the pattern of God within all of their bodies and become pure presence in action. nature is balanced because all of nature recognizes the core that is the white fire. Whew, okay, so the white golden light of Serapis Bay, it can be translated, you know, you're looking at white, a symbol of purity, golden, which is the color of the masculine, and light, which is encoded, full of codes. So white golden light holds pure masculine codes. I've written that in capital letters, pure masculine codes or intelligence that manifests matter. So it's no wonder Serapis Bay is talking to us about building and architecture. The core of you is white fire. We see this in the Kundalini that holds and radiates color into the chakra system. This white core represents the purity of the path. This pathway activates when we pass through, I love this, the rebellion of DIY, the rebellion of do it yourself. For oneness with the light of God means we cannot go it alone. Separation from spirit is a major obstacle, alongside the stubbornness of self-importance, stifling the momentum of ascension. Oh my God, that's like a direct message to me. Yeah. Trying to go it alone, trying to, you know, DIY my spiritual path, do it myself. It can't be done that way, is this message from Serapis Bay. And the stubbornness of self-importance, of thinking we can do it on our own, stifles the momentum of ascension. Within that momentum, we must learn to pace ourselves, as the edifice will crumble due to one misalignment. The bodies are temples, and we are tasked with establishing the sanctity of all that we are. Everybody within the light of God, within each aspect of self imaginable. So, in other words, you're holding, radiating, and connecting to the light of God within every aspect of yourself, as much as you can, as part of the flame of ascension. Within each body is the purity of light that sings through 1,000 angelic tones, singing only love is real. And the perfection we seek is love, ever unfolding within the light of God and the I Am Presence. The I Am Presence, or identity as part of God. So we relate to ourselves when we talk about I Am Presence, we talk about our identity as a part of God. And that identity is the same yesterday as it will be tomorrow, yet it is ever unfolding, expanding, and never ending, and a never ending, endless chance to perfect the self within the perfection of God. The God self that is simultaneously always perfect, always has been, but ever growing towards the light. So Serapis Bay talks about, to be excellent in the light of God, to excel, to lift and raise yourself consistently into that light. And it's a message that I was having before even going ahead with this training. It was a couple of weeks ago. Each morning, turn your face towards the light, grow to the light. Come into that natural rhythm. Darkness is for the nighttime, the day is for the light. And the darkness of depression comes when the inner flame within is dimmed. We grieve the self, we miss the self. We might even say, I'm not myself. Not because the light within us is gone, but the consciousness of the sanctity of self becomes diminished. And I've really felt that. I've really felt that initiation consistently over the last couple of years. You know, yeah, this feeling of I choose the light, I choose the darkness, but if I'm in this sort of dark place. It's very hard to feel yourself anywhere. And that is not because your flame is dimmed, really. Well, it is dimmed. Not because the light is gone. The flame might have dimmed, but the light isn't gone. But the consciousness and of the sanctity of the self becomes diminished. So it's so beautiful to be coming into this temple body energy where we're all kind of getting this kick up the backside of like, come on, remember who you are. It isn't where you are, it's who you are that counts. So the flame of ascension that Serapis Bay holds is a reminder to grow towards the light and surrender darkness to the flame. To remember the I Am presence and the sanctity of all that God gives you. And when you leave this mortal life, the question that is asked is, did you learn to become yourself more? Capital letters, become yourself more. The question that isn't asked is, why were you not more like him? Or why were you not more like her? The question that is asked, I'll say it one more time, is, did you learn to become yourself more? So lovely is each morning within the light. As you turn your face to the light, don't forget to remember yourself. Say your name 3 times as you grow towards the light and remember God. And this is really another thread that's coming through, is that it's, you know, the couple of weeks before agreeing to go ahead with this training, that was my practice. It was like, the first thing that I need to think about is me, and it's not a selfish thing. It's so you're visible in your own life to yourself. Know thyself. You can't know yourself if you don't see yourself. And grow towards the light. So, beloved, we walk together once more to remember the temple that you are. Do not be afraid, for only love is real. And this is written on the 25th of June, 2026. With lots and lots of love. And I'm looking forward to beginning again. All my love. Namaste.